Scotland Laird are pushing for heavy punitive taxes on non-essential driving and excessive home heating if voluntary cutbacks don't do the job. One plan, a tax of 30 cents a gallon on gas for more than essential driving, and a similarly heavy tax on non-essential heating oil. And anything more than 90% of what was used last year would be deemed non-essential. President Nixon has rejected this plan, at least for now. Even without economic coercion, we're asked to keep our homes cooler in winter, 6 degrees cooler, to an average of 68 is Mr. Nixon's goal. In offices, factories, and stores, the president wants a net reduction of 10 degrees, either by lowering the thermostat or by reducing working hours. Curtailing working hours, of course, means reduced wages and income for some people. And with less heat comes less light. The president wants us to curb unnecessary lighting. His chief energy advisor, John Love, is more explicit. He refers to outdoor electrical advertising and ornamental lighting, the latter perhaps a painful matter to bring up just before the Christmas season. Also, the president wants year-round daylight saving time to reduce lighting in the evening. The air outdoors may smell a little worse. Air pollution standards may be relaxed here and there to encourage greater use of our ample coal reserves instead of scarcer oil. When we travel, planes will be fewer and more crowded thanks to fuel scarcity. Schedules already are being reduced. Even more drastic strictures may be in store for the family car. Lower speed limits, not for safety, but for gasoline conservation. Punitive driving and parking restrictions for cars carrying only the driver. And as a last resort, shades of World War II. Perhaps even gas rationing. Part of the current energy crunch is due to the cutoff of oil imports from the Arabs in the last Mideast war. This presumably is a temporary condition. Nevertheless, President Nixon doesn't want it to happen again. That's why he's calling for national self-sufficiency in energy resources by 1980. But in the president's words, our deeper energy problems come not from war, but from peace and abundance. This country always has put a premium on growth. Simultaneously with population growth, each individual has consumed more. This geometric increase in consumption never concerned us before because we blandly assumed our resources were infinite. No matter how high the demand, the supply was supposed to be equal to it. Now higher food prices, consumer shortages, and the energy crisis make us wonder. Maybe at some point in the future, miraculous new energy sources, like the sun's rays, can be harnessed to solve the energy problem. But for the present, we seem to have outstripped our resources, energy and otherwise, and thus seem on the verge of a retrenchment in our material living standards. We'd better prepare, in other words, not only for cooler homes this coming winter, but for overall reduced affluence, perhaps for years to come.
Let's have some straight talk about moving. You know, there's only one moving company in the world that offers the following exclusive features. Pre-planning that takes the guesswork out of your move. Sanitized, treated vans that protect your furnishings against mold, mildew, insects, and unpleasant odors. And the Barry Malone Moving Consultant Service that tells you all you want to know about your new hometown. The company is United Van Lines. You'll find us in the yellow pages, United Van Lines. We do more than get you there.
Here's a question. What can you do when nothing seems to work right anymore? Hi, I'm Pat Summerall, and here's an answer. Go to your nearby True Value Hardware store. Get Rayovac heavy-duty super cells. They help things work right, up to 110% longer than regular batteries. And if they leak and damage any device on which they're used, Rayovac will fix or replace it free. Get Rayovac heavy-duty super cells at the participating True Value Hardware store near your home.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.